Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
And to discuss the Capitals, we are joined by Katie Florio of the Capitals Radio Network. Five games, a seamless 4-1 series win, a fairly seamless 4-1 game last night. This is not what we're used to around these parts, Katie. That seemed fairly easy.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think my first year covering the Capitals that I came in as the good luck charm, but no, I think it was a testament to kind of what we've seen all season, and I think the Capitals, they certainly didn't go into this series overlooking Montreal. I know I did not at any point think of this as, you know, the top seed in the Eastern Conference versus the second wild card. There was times when Montreal did show, I mean, they have a very young, solid, skilled forward core, and I think that they will be a successful team in the years to come. But like you mentioned, in these five games, I think the Capitals were just the better team. Obviously, that game three, kind of a fluke. You had a little bit of everything. I think there were 17 giveaways by the Capitals in that game. So obviously, if you're going to do that, that's going to bite you. And then Logan Thompson in and out, and luckily he's obviously doing just fine now. But overall, it was a good physical series, that's for sure. A lot of fireworks that got the fans fired up, especially in Montreal. And now it's on to a tough Carolina team.
Katie, how important was it to dispatch Montreal quickly? Just given, A, the Carolinas looming, but just B, the history and everything else. How important was it for these guys to get it done as soon as possible?
Oh, absolutely. Like you mentioned, you obviously look at your next opponent who had gotten their business taken care of the night before. And so the last thing you want as well, the guys that you're potentially going to play next are at home resting up. You're in this battle. And like I said, it obviously playoff hockey is always going to be a battle, but these were some physical games. They have some physical guys, Arber Jacki and Josh Anderson. And so these games can take a toll on you physically. And so it was very, very important for the Capitals and any team to try to take care of business quickly. Now they have a few days to rest up, to prepare, whether it's video, on the ice practice, whatever it may be. But obviously really good to get the job done in five.
Katie Florio, the Capitals Radio Network. Alexi Protas played for the first time in the series last night. I love getting him out there to just get him some minutes, get up to speed before the Carolina series. But what did you see from him?
Yeah, I think he looked great. Obviously, he's been practicing with the team now for quite a while. And I know we were, all of us who were in Montreal, we would see him taking part in the full morning skate thinking, oh, is this the day? Is this the day? So glad that it finally happened last night. And I thought he looked really good. I think as far as, you know, I think the first thing with the injury and what it was is you're going to look at his skating and is he kind of favoring one leg over the other? And I thought he looked totally fine. I know walking around the practice rink, he looks fine, back to himself. But I think first and foremost, that's just now you're getting size and strength back into your lineup. And then obviously another guy that's great on the PK, you lose Martin Ferravari for injury, unfortunately. And so it was hard losing two of them. And I think he fit in nicely once again. I think his scoring opportunities and chances will come down the stretch with Carolina. But I think for a first game back since April 4th, we definitely saw the Protas that we all are used to and like seeing.
Katie, where does he end up in terms of the lines right now? It's almost like everything's going so well, you don't want to disrupt it. But at the same time, he's really good. He's a full 200-foot player. What do you do?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, because obviously the initial thought was to throw him right back on that top line. But the way Anthony Beauvillier is playing and the way he's meshing with his line mates on that top line, it's almost that, you know, that phrase, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And so I think it was the smart decision to start him back on that fourth line yesterday to start the game with Duhame in doubt. And like you said, get the minutes and kind of see where it goes. But it's a good problem to have, because it would be a lot worse if who you had to replace Protas with was not doing anything. But the fact that Beauvillier has gone up there and produced has obviously been huge for this team, and getting Pro back in just bolsters his lineup even more.
You mentioned the Hurricanes, but I just wanted to get a little deeper into the series. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves because we don't even have a schedule, but what are your thoughts on that matchup? I think Carolina got points in three of the four games this year. They are the favorites in the series. Drill down a little more on what kind of problems they present and what the Caps would have to do to win the series.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a hard, physical, but exciting matchup. I think these two teams, I know, you know, it's two of the best. And I just saw a stat today. I believe Logan Thompson and Freddie Anderson are, I think, save percentage, the two highest in playoffs so far. Obviously, Anderson gets hurt in the first series, and I hear he's day-to-day, so we'll most likely be back by round two. But yeah, you have, we all saw the fireworks in Carolina at the beginning of April, and obviously in a playoff game, I don't think you're going to get as much as that, but they're a gritty team. They have a lot of guys that can score, Aho, Svechnikov, and they're a skilled team as well. And you pair that with the strength and the physicality that they have and the goaltending, it's going to be a hard matchup. But you know what? The Capitals have the same thing. They have really strong goaltending right now. We saw depth. I think that's something. Brandon Duhame to get three goals, granted two of them were obviously empty netters in this series, but to come up big when he did and score that game-tying goal in Game 4, and Andrew Mangiapane as well. I think this was a series where we weren't just, the Capitals were not just relying on the top six. We really saw that depth breakthrough, Anthony Beauvillier as well, and that's something that is definitely going to have to continue if the Capitals want to get out of round two. It's not going to be an easy task by any means, but I think that this is a team that is capable of doing that.
Katie, thank you as always. Glad to be talking more hockey because the Caps won. Talk soon.
Thank you.